Hell's Corner. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Ron McClarty. With Orla Cassidy. Oliver Stone was counting seconds, an exercise that had always calmed him. And he needed to be calm. He was meeting with someone tonight, someone very important, and Stone didn't quite know how it was going to go. He did know one thing for certain. He was not going to run. He was through running. Stone had just returned from Divine, Virginia, where Abby Riker, a woman he'd met, lived. Abby had been the first woman Stone had feelings for since he'd lost his wife 3 decades prior. Despite their obvious fondness for one another, Abby would not leave Divine, and Stone could not live there. For better or worse, much of him belonged to this town, even with all the pain it had caused. That pain might become even more intense. The communication he'd received an hour after returning home had been explicit. They would come for him at midnight. No debate was allowed, no negotiation suffered through, no chance of any compromise. The party on the other end of the equation always dictated the terms. A few moments later, he stopped counting. Car tires had bitten into the gravel that lined the entrance to Mount Zion Cemetery. It was a historical, if humble, burial site for African Americans who'd gained prominence by fighting for things their white counterparts had always taken for granted, like where to eat, sleep, ride in a bus, or use the bathroom. The irony had never been lost on Stone that Mount Zion rested high above fancy Georgetown. It was not all that long ago that the wealthy folks here only tolerated their darker brethren if they wore a made starched uniform or else were handing out drinks and finger foods and keeping their obedient gaze on the polished floors. Car doors opened and car doors closed. Stone counted 3 clunks and then 3 sets of footsteps. So a trio of men. They wouldn't send a woman for this, he didn't think, though that might simply have been the prejudice of his generation. Glocks or SIGs or perhaps customized models depending on whom they sent to do the deed. Regardless, the weapons would be chambering efficiently lethal ordnance. The guns would be holstered under nice suit jackets. No black-clad stormtroopers rappelling from the skids of go-fast choppers in quaint, well-connected Georgetown. The extraction would be quiet. No important person's sleep interrupted. They knocked. Polite. He answered. To show respect. These people had no personal grudge against him. They might not even know who he was. It was a job. He'd done it. Though he'd never knocked beforehand. Surprise, and then the millisecond long pull of a trigger had been his MO. A job. At least I thought that, because I didn't have the courage to face the truth. As a soldier, Stone had never had any qualms about ending the life of anyone who was trying to terminate his. War was Darwinism at its most efficient, and the rules were innately commonsensical. Kill or be killed, chief among them.